What area of Las Vegas were you living? Were your parents living when you were born?
When I was born, we were living on 20th Street near Stewart Avenue near downtown.
Did you live there most of your life?
No, only the early part until I was in end of second grade, and then I believe it was 1963 we moved to 2020 Silver Avenue in the Scotch 80 subdivision near Rancho in West Charleston.
Did your parents build that as a new home?
Yes, my dad actually built that as a custom home, and it's an Asian style architecture. So it actually has our Chinese last name character on the in red and gold on the garage door, and there's a dragon on the mailbox, and there's also dragons on the front doorknobs with the red doors and gold dragons, and there's some oriental railings on the porch on each edge of the front door. Now, my mom, she'd already taught in Pasadena in California, but she also encountered some racial discrimination, too. She had interviewed with whoever, I can't remember the name of the superintendent back there, the Clark County School District, but like I said, it was a very small school district, and the superintendent refused to hire her and state the reason for not hiring her, even though she had a degree in business and education. And graduate work at USC and was a teacher already in California. So she appealed to the school board of trustees, and they hired her, and they sent a letter to direct the superintendent to hire her officially, and he begrudgingly hired her. He said in his letter something about, well, I've been ordered by the board of trustees to hire you, so
not very graciously.
So it was very some obstacles that they had to overcome.
Your mother, mm-hmm. I believe, had a very important job at UNLV.
Yeah,
can you tell us a bit about
sure,
that?
Sure, sure. I before I digress into that, they actually. They were both instrumental in the growth of UNLV. My father was the chairman of the Grand Founders Fundraising Committee for the UNLV Performing Arts Center. And they were also major donors too for both the Judy Bailey Theater and the Artemis Ham Hall. In fact, their names are on the plaques and on the walls of both buildings, as him, Wing Fong, being the chairman of the Grand Founders Committee, Fundraising Committee, and they're both donors, major donors. So they did that first. They, besides contributing to the College of Business and the College of Engineering, they've been recognized by the colleges and their professional associations for contributing to those fundraising efforts. My mom served on the Board of Regents. She was the first Asian American in Nevada to be an elected official in Nevada, and so she served. She served two terms at the University of Nevada Board of Regents, which I think it was called University of Nevada system back there before being changed to the system of higher education. The community has remembered both my parents. They named Lily Fong Geoscience Building after my mom, and they also she graduated from got her master's at UNLV in education in 1980, and they also named her several years later to after she finished being a regent Alumnus of the Year. And I think they got some kind of award recognized by UNLV, but I can't remember what name it was. But they did, like I said, they got several plaques from the engineering professional organization, and they also have in the College of Business, they have the computer center named after the Fong family too, in dedication for their efforts. And then they have the William and Lily Fong Elementary School on James Bilbray Drive, named after them too, for their community work.